Antonio's got to operate on the mentality that Leonard won't return this season, and they've got to fight without him. Spurs, fifth in the West, take on the Wizards, 9:30 Eastern, ESPN-TV and the ESPN app. It is on to the NBA for DeAndre Ayton. The Arizona star declared for the draft after his amazing freshman season. ESPN's Jonathan Givony has Ayton going first overall in his latest mock draft. Louisville won't bring back interim coach David Padgett as its full-time coach. ESPN's Jeff Goodman reports Xavier's Chris Mack is the frontrunner for the Cardinals' permanent job. Kansas State star Dean Wade out the last three games with an injured foot. Practiced on a limited basis, he hopes to return and play in the Sweet 16 tomorrow night versus Kentucky.
While the Giants are looking to bounce back from a disappointing season, the Dodgers begin the defense of their National League Championship. It's opening week. Coverage begins Thursday, March 29th at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99. Or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Did two.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Sauter's set to lead the trucks back to Martinsville.
When we go there, I just feel like I got a little extra pep in my step.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I'm former crew chief and STP auto expert Steve Letarte. Does your engine feel like it's down on power? It could be caused by deposits on fuel injectors, engine valves, and combustion chambers. An easy way to help clean up your fuel system and restore lost power is through the gas tank with STP Ultra 5-in-1 Fuel System Cleaner. One bottle contains 3 times the amount of cleaning agents versus the leading premium gasoline to help keep your engine running strong. STP, inside every great machine.
One bottle contains 3 times by weight the amount of cleaning agents and 35 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me now?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley.
We're on a beach sipping something strong.
Sugarland. Billy Currington. And so much more. Country 500. Memorial Day weekend. May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
After a couple of weeks off, the Camping World Truck Series goes short track racing Saturday at Martinsville Speedway. Johnny Sauter leads the standings, has won 3 of the last 6 races dating back to last year, and has 3 victories at the paperclip-shaped track in Virginia.
Winning races there obviously helps, but it's a rhythm-type racetrack, managing your stuff a little bit, but it's just good short track racing. That's what I like about it so much, is it reminds me of what we started doing when I was a young man. So short track racing's the best for me. That's the most fun, and Martinsville's a good one.
Truck teams have 3 practice sessions Friday. Elsewhere, that Goodyear tire test at the new Roval Combo Course at Charlotte Motor Speedway was rained out today. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome back in. It is hour number 3 of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Rounding out local programming before we turn you back over to the ESPN radio ranks tonight. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's your chance to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse here in Cedar Rapids. A lot of Hawkeye fans have made many, many memories at the Fieldhouse through the years. Here's an opportunity for you to make some more. $30 worth of memories, that is. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than your opponent, you're going to be taking home that gift certificate tonight. And while we're talking about giving away things, the gym class, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, they lead in every day to this program from 3 to 4. They've got not one but two chances to send you to opening night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is Saturday, April 7th this year. The Colonels are going to be taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits, and Scott and Mark will have an opportunity for you to take home tickets again tomorrow sometime between 3 and 4. Speaking of baseball, this is not necessarily the end of the world. It's not great news, but it's not as bad as it could be. But the Oakland Athletics have shut down Cedar Rapids native A.J. Puck with shoulder soreness. It's not elbow. It's not elbow.
That's a big-time distinction.
But it's still not great. Now, he was most likely not going to break camp with the A's anyway. He's had a really good spring, and we talked about Mitch Keller the other day, the number one pitching prospect in the Pirates organization, a couple Cedar Rapids guys on the cusp of making their major league debuts here in the 2018 season, which will be here before you know it. But A.J. Puck, I think, had opened some eyes at big league camp. There was a comparison, I think it was Bob Melvin, the A's manager, talked about Randy Johnson, and I guess you could see it with the size and maybe a little bit of the hair, but A.J. Puck is his own pitcher. The A's have shut him down. He's got a sore shoulder. They say that this is not believed to be major, but they're going to get an MRI on it just to be safe. Puck, the number 6 overall pick a couple years ago in the draft out of Florida.
That's not good news at the end of end of spring training. Now, the question is shut down. That means for the rest of spring training, correct?
Right. Shut down indefinitely. He's going to start the year in the minor leagues, and they'll resume throwing at some point in time. The story, Susan Slusser has a story in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's titled A's Shut Down A.J. Puck with Biceps Issue. They're going to get the results back from the MRI, and then they're going to figure out at what point in time they allow him to resume throwing. His last outing, I know there was some concern about his velocity, but he's not, at least to my knowledge, he hasn't thrown any four-seam fastballs at all this spring. He's been working on a two-seamer, and that's something you got to keep in mind when you're watching spring training games is you see sometimes guys are getting knocked around, pitchers getting knocked around, or you see hitters who seem out of sorts at the plate, and you're wondering what's going on. There could be instances where a pitcher's trying out a new pitch. He's working on a curveball. He's not using what he would normally use during the regular season, or you could have a batter who's trying a new approach at the plate where he's trying to focus on taking the ball to the opposite field, or he's trying to pull the ball more. You don't know what these guys are working on in spring training. So I know a lot of people, especially those radar gun readers, oh, no, he's throwing 90 miles an hour. Something's wrong with his arm. Well, no, he was working on a two-seam fastball. And apparently there was also an issue with the radar gun at the A's spring training facility. But keep your fingers crossed there that the outlook is good for A.J. Puck and he can continue throwing it again. I think we've mentioned this before, but if he does go to AAA this year, it would be in Nashville, Tennessee, and they're in the Pacific Coast League along with the Iowa Cubs. I've not checked the iCubs schedule, but they do play Nashville every year. It's not one of the teams in the league where they switch off home and away every other year. So Nashville comes to Principal Park in Des Moines every year. We could have an opportunity to see AJ just about 2.5 hours away in Des Moines this year. And if that opportunity does present itself, perhaps KGYM will make an effort to be there and catch up with the Cedar Rapids native. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. Hertine and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Once again, bringing you the Cubs report all baseball season here on KGYM. So looking forward to that while we're talking a little baseball. We had a chat yesterday with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com about fantasy baseball. And if you missed it, you can download the podcast. It's available on our website, KGYMradio.com. I was reading up earlier today in the office about Jose Garcia. Are you familiar with Jose Garcia as a Cardinals fan?
No, I am not.
Sounds as if he's going to be one of these next guys that comes along. Not to be confused with Jose Martinez.
No.
Who maybe
had a very good year.
Had a good year last year and seems to be playing himself again into a role this year with the Cardinals. But Jose Garcia is a 25-year-old Cuban player that a lot of people expect. When we talked with Chris Raby from KMOX, he mentioned
him. Is that
who
he brought up at the end?
Yes. I thought maybe Randy Rosarena would be the guy that would get out. Oh, it was a different Cuban. But can you tell I'm ready for baseball season?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That question I asked you yesterday, you're ready AF, as fudge.
We have not really talked about this a whole lot during the 6 o'clock hour, so maybe if you're a regular listener at 6 o'clock, you have not heard us mention, but on May 12th, we're going to be putting a bus trip together and going to Wrigley Field. It's going to be basically with us. It's you, me, Kyle. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show. And the Cubs and the White Sox, Saturday, May 12th, it's $150 round-trip transportation to and from Wrigley Field, a stop at the DeKalb Oasis on the way home, by the way, as well. They have one of the world's finer 7-Elevens, if I do say so myself. You can bring coolers on the bus, so if you're worried about bringing beer along or whatever, absolutely, it's not an issue. We're going to have TVs, a DVD player, maybe watch some movies or old Cubs games or something on the way there. You don't have to be a Cubs fan. You don't have to be a White Sox fan. You don't even have to be a baseball fan. Maybe you've never been to Wrigley Field and you want to check it out with us. $150 is a pretty good price. These are great seats, by the way. They're in the 200 level down the third baseline, so you're going to have a great view of the rooftops across the street, the field. And I can't tell you anything more about this trip that I already haven't said, but details are available online at kgymradio.com.
I can tell you something. Tickets are going pretty fast. And I think we have 40-something spots on the bus. If we need to, we'll take another one.
It's over half full, yes. And if we do fill the first bus, we've been told that we can procure a second bus. So I would love to take 100 KGYM listeners to Chicago.
That would be ideal.
For the Cubs and the White Sox. But we are halfway to filling up the first bus. There's no guarantee of a second bus, so if you're looking at going on that trip, we do ask you to act fast, and you can get all the details again by going to kgymradio.com.
We are just moments away from our third sit down, and we get to talk college basketball.
Two more next Monday and Wednesday with KGAN.
So leading up to the Final Four, but I'm excited to see what this Loyola team will look like this weekend, because you caught this, but Mike DeCourcy thinks they're better than that George Mason team from 2006, which is quite a statement. But Porter Mosier's team has definitely earned that, and they have a much easier draw as far as trying to get to the Final Four than that George Mason team did.
Yeah, and that gave me reason to pause and look back on that season. And this is, I think, a Loyola team I probably didn't give enough credit to this year, because I looked at the Valley through the eyes of a lot of the national media, and Wichita State leaves, Valpo comes in, it's a one-bid league. Loyola, okay, they won a weakened Valley this year. No, I've got a little egg on my face at this point in time. That's a really good Ramblers squad, and it's one that we'll see whether or not they can keep it going and at least make an Elite Eight appearance. I know Sister Jean is probably saying her evening prayers tonight as we speak.
And when she's not getting sworn at. Did you ever get to the bottom of Mr. McClure?
I did, and my former co-host knows him. He's an afternoon host in Knoxville, and let's just say there's no love lost between Tyler and this guy whom he referred to as a shock jock.
I didn't figure there would be. That doesn't surprise me at all.
That a guy who would tweet a profanity at a 98-year-old nun would be classified as a shock jock, right?
Very shocking, but we'll find out what this Loyola team can do, and hopefully she sticks around for just a few more days. I hope they get to the Elite Eight and they take on Nevada, which will not be easy, but they haven't. It's not like they're making 15 23s a game or something ridiculous like that. They're playing at their pace and they're winning games, and hopefully it continues, because like you said, I want to see the Valley continue to roll in this tournament, because it seems like whichever team goes in on any given year, it wins at least one game when they get in the NCAA tournament.
We've been listening to KGA and a lot here, their audio, as we get ready to join up with them. Every time we switch over, and all I hear is Terry Swales talking about snow and like 3 to 5 inches of snow. So I'm trying to keep things light here, talking about baseball and thinking warm thoughts. I don't know if I have another snowfall in me.
I don't. I know I don't.
See, you live in a condo. You don't have to worry about shoveling or anything like that. The worst thing that you get is that daily drive on 380.
Well, the car, I got to get all the snow off my windshield. That's no fun, especially when it's still snowing and it's 10 below. But luckily, it looks like it might warm up next week, so the snow should be gone quickly. If there is a silver lining.
You got to pay the upgrade. Get the underground parking. I know where you live. We are very close to joining up with our friends from KGAN, so if you are curious as to what we look like, you can tune in to the 6 o'clock news on CBS2, and Scott Sanborn and crew joining up with us shortly. We'll chat with them for a couple minutes and then return to our regularly scheduled KGYM programming here in Eastern Iowa, which includes the 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight. Again, a chance for you to take home.
Here's March Madness. This is Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn from 1600 KGYM, the gym. It has been maddening this season, guys. Loyola Chicago, sort of a Cinderella team in the tournament this year, hit two game-winning shots against teams that were supposed to beat them. How do you feel about Loyola, and how did their wins affect your brackets?
Well, I had them winning the first-round game against Miami, and we talked with Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News earlier today. He thinks that this is a team that can play on to the Elite Eight and beyond, so a great showing for the Missouri Valley team.
I had them winning a game. I didn't have them beating Tennessee, but it doesn't surprise me that they did. They're a good team, and it's not like they're making 15, 20 three-pointers a game. They play solid defense. They play efficient offense. And let's not forget, they went on the road earlier this season and beat a very good Florida team. They are battle-tested as well.
Absolutely. You know, we have two Big Ten teams left in the tournament. Number 3, Michigan, playing tomorrow against Texas A&M. And then on Friday, number 2, ranked Purdue, playing against Texas Tech. Your thoughts on those games?
I worry about Purdue without Isaac Haas, but they're trying to come up with a brace to put on that broken elbow. Michigan is a team that can still make some noise in this tournament, but they're not, as Alex will tell you, a very good free throw shooting team. So my confidence level in both of those Big Ten teams is not very high right now.
Michigan isn't a good free throw shooting team. They have not played well offensively in either of the two games, and they have to play much better than they did in the first two rounds if they want to beat Texas A&M. And Purdue, they're going to go up against a very, very talented Texas Tech team that plays good defense. How will they be able to run their offense without that big man in the middle, Isaac Haas? They're going to have to be better than they were against Purdue if they want to move on.
Very good points. We appreciate your insight, guys. Thanks a lot. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn from 1600 KGYM. Zach?
And once again, we run long and don't get to the final question. They wanted to ask us who we were pinning our hopes on as the team that's going to win the tournament at this point.
So we can keep that for another week.
We can put that in our... Exactly. We don't have to come off sounding like idiots. I was going to say something about hoping the FBI was going to step in and restore Virginia to the bracket because I forgot to make that change in one of the pools that I'm in. These pools that, of course, are illegal, but everybody is in them. When's the first time? How old were you when you first entered an NCAA tournament pool? 319-366-1600. When's the first time you remember filling out a bracket and putting money on the line? Because I can tell you my answer, and it's going to be sad.
Actually, this is going to surprise you, but the first time was my freshman year at Ball State.
Really?
So I never really filled one out, and the reason being, for some reason, when I was a kid, I loved the tournament so much, and it was all about the upsets.
You didn't want to ruin it.
Exactly. I didn't want to ruin it. I wanted to cheer for every 15, 16, 14, and 13, 12 seed.
Come on, Tennessee
that there was.
Martin.
Exactly. And I wanted to see UNC
Wofford.
UNC Asheville beat Syracuse before they got jobbed by the refs. I didn't put money on it until I became much more cynical that a 16 would never beat a 1. And here I am right now.
I think I was 9 or 10 years old the first time I put Woo! Money behind a bracket. My mom would bring home one. They had a work pool, and she would bring it home every year, and I would fill one out. And then I would fill hers out, too. So I was a total degenerate at the age of 9 or 10, and I remember we got in trouble one year in middle school. So we were about 11 or 12 years old. But the teachers caught us passing out the brackets and collecting cash, which is ironic because the teachers had their own pool. And we all knew it. Everybody knew it. But it's something that everybody does. And much like tailgating, you know, they don't change the open container laws in Iowa City for 6 or 7 days. It's illegal. They just choose to allow it. So many people choose to look the other way when people are doing these low stakes brackets. But there's a lot of money on the line that can get people in trouble if they're too open about their bracket. Now, ours is above board, of course, here at KGYM Radio, and we appreciate our friends at Imon Communications for fronting the $500 prize. Somebody is going to take that winner-take-all prize. It's not going to be anybody that had Virginia winning.
No, it will not be.
Tournament. But there are still a lot of good teams out there. Gonzaga, last year's national runner-up, is in the mix. I decided when I made those last-minute changes, I went with the team that had the most top 50 RPI wins, and that's Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. I know the odds makers in Las Vegas aren't necessarily that high on Kansas, but here's how I approach every year. I try to figure out going in what team will be the most popular pick, and then I try to pick a different team.
I do that as well.
I know, you know, if you get a lot of love for Duke or you get a lot of love for Kentucky, maybe you go a Gonzaga or maybe you go a Kansas. And because if you get to the end and there's 30 people that had Kansas or 30 people that had Duke, you know, you're kind of out of luck. So there's a little bit of actual insight into putting the bracket together, but then there's also a little bit of strategy.
And it's funny you mentioned that, Todd, because I filled out one bracket this year. It wasn't for money. It was our KGAN-KGYM bracket.
And yeah, how are the standings, by the way?
Have we checked in? We have not checked in. I haven't checked in. But I did exactly what you just described. In the South region, everybody's on Virginia and Arizona. I just saw Kentucky. I got to go with the Wildcats. And in the West region, people are on either Xavier or North Carolina. I have Gonzaga coming out of that region, then Duke and Villanova in the other region. So I am glad that this year I kind of gambled on those teams. Last year I had Gonzaga winning it all, and then this year, I've asked you this before. It is legal for my dad, Kuhn's dad, to place a bet in my honor while he's in Vegas, correct?
If he is in Las Vegas, yes.
He is in Las Vegas. So he asked me, who do you like this year? So I thought to myself, you know what? Let me get some good odds on this. I'm not going to take Villanova or Duke. You know what? Wichita State is a very good NCAA tournament team. I like the Shockers to make a run this year.
Yeah, well, they made a run right for the exits. Playing Marshall in the first round. 319-366-1600. CJ, are you one of the MVPs here? What do they gave us a term. They called us something. We'll see if we can find the... I'm going to miss... CJ's our guy from Channel 2 who's here in the studio with us.
Oh, there he is.
And comes in and out on check-in days. But we'll have to look and see if we can get a hold of the standings here. I want to finish higher than Terry Swales in the standings. When I have bragging
why?
Rights.
Why? Because he keeps telling you that snow's coming and you have a grudge?
3 to 5 inches.
Is that why? Hey, I have a grudge, too. 3 to 5 inches. When Scott Unash said that on the gym class earlier today, and I know I'm going to get crap from this. I think it was Mike from Marengo said, I live under a rock for not knowing the forecast. When I heard 3 to 5 inches today, my stomach dropped. I felt sick.
I feel a little bit better about myself. 48-15 on the Hertin and Stocker text line was 8 years old when they first filled out a NCAA tournament bracket. They won. $125.
Of
says,
course they
bought
did.
Me a lot of WWE action figures. A 99-25 sophomore year in high school organized by my math teacher in class and for money. And Jason from our trivia night.
That's got to be frowned upon at schools. Just saying.
About 9 years old. Also wrote an article for the hometown newspaper when I was a junior in high school about filling out brackets and the money involved. So there are some fellow preteen degenerates out there. Good to hear. 626. A big thanks to KGAN. We're going to check in again with them on Monday and Wednesday of next week. So we'll wrap up the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 with them on Monday, and then Wednesday leading into the national championship game, we'll give our thoughts on the Final Four. So that's our schedule. We've got a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse to give away. Fieldhouse located here in Cedar Rapids on First Avenue. You're going to have to win it from us tonight. 7 questions, 60 seconds. The 6 o'clock showdown heads your way in the next couple minutes. We owe you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll bring that to you when we return after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertine and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our 3 corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our 3 Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, The Gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve at kzia.com to apply.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Man, it is a real shame that Stephen Hawking is not still with us, because I think we need him to locate the standings on the KGAN Bracket Challenge. I want to finish above of Terry's wife and the cats. I'm sure they filled out a bracket as well. 629. Welcome back in on all 3 frequencies. This is our last 3-hour program of the week, because tomorrow and Friday we'll step aside during the 6 o'clock hour for Westwood One's presentation of the Sweet 16 contest. So we've got you covered for those of you who want to listen to the games. Maybe you're driving in the car, you're not in front of a TV set. We will take care of you. We'll also take care of you with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Not looking good for Iowa baseball today, is it, Kyle? Midwest One, where you're the one.
Stay tuned. Iowa baseball lost its undefeated record at home with a 7-6 loss to St. Louis yesterday, but they're back out at Duane Banks Field today hosting Loras. Robert Nystrom gave Iowa an early lead with a solo home run, but Loras took a 4-1 lead in the top of the 8th. That was short-lived, though, as a 2-out bases-clearing double by Matt Hogue tied it in the bottom of the inning. They're now headed to the 9th, tied at 4. Now, former Iowa basketball player Ahmad Wagner spoke with the media on a teleconference this afternoon, and he said that he's been thinking of trying his hand at football for some time, and while he wanted to stay committed to the Iowa basketball program, he wants to take his chance at football while it's still there. He also mentioned that Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has reached out to him about the possibility of remaining in Iowa City. Iowa's new national champion Spencer Lee is going to be awarded the Hammer Award at the United World Wrestling World Cup in April. That award goes to the wrestler that wins what is decided to be the toughest bracket at the NCAA Championships. Yesterday, he was also named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Iowa State freshman guard Lindell Wigginton announced that he'll be going the route of Iowa's Tyler Cook this offseason and testing the NBA waters without hiring an agent. He led the Cyclones with over 16 points per game and also shot 40% from 3, but it's still pretty likely he ends up back in school. The Kirkwood women trounced... I've been saying it all day. They trounced
Gogebec
Community College last night, 95-56, in the first round of the NJCAA tournament. They advanced to face the host school, Northern Arkansas, tonight at 7.
Harrison, Arkansas is where the tournament's being played.
The Iowa baseball team has a very big series this weekend.
They take on Indiana, right? That's the Big Ten opener?
Yes, the number 11 team in the country travels to Iowa City over the weekend to take on the Hawkeyes.
You want to see good Big Ten baseball, Indiana and Iowa are two of the best. So good luck going out to Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes. And how about that for somebody not paying any attention? I missed the Iowa rally. I thought for sure they were going to drop that game, but they're still playing at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Coach Banks looking good, by the way. I saw him a couple weeks ago at the Mount Mercy baseball dinner when I emceed for Jack Dom. Coach Banks made his way up from the Iowa City area to support college baseball, and glad to see Coach Banks is still looking good. 6:31, we will step aside, but before we do that, we're going to need two callers. Callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. You're going to play the 6 o'clock showdown tonight for that Fieldhouse gift certificate. Callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our contestants are for the showdown when we return after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Wes in Iowa City answering Alex's questions, and Michael in Cedar Rapids will be answering mine. Gentlemen, welcome to the showdown. On the line tonight, a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse here in Cedar Rapids. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If there's a tie at the end, we'll figure out how to break it. We'll deal with that when we need to. Alex, I'm going to let you and Wes decide whether you want to go first or second tonight.
Wes, what do you think?
Second.
All right.
All right, Michael.
We defer.
Michael, you got me?
Yep.
All right. Your 60 seconds starts now. Virginia became the first ever 1 seed to lose to a 16 seed. What ACC program was the first 2 seed to lose to a 15 in the tournament?
Syracuse.
Very good. How many Big Ten teams are still alive in the NCAA tournament?
3.
Former Iowa forward Ahmad Wagner is leaving the Iowa basketball program to do what next season? What is the name of the Loyola Ramblers 98-year-old team chaplain?
Pass.
Former Orlando Magic star Penny Hardaway is the new head basketball coach at Memphis. What is his actual first name?
Pass.
Which probable NBA MVP leads the league in scoring, averaging over 31 points a game?
LeBron James.
Name the number one seeds that are still alive in the NCAA tournament.
One, two.
Got to name them though, but we got two right, so the bar is at least not on the ground, which it has been before during the showdown. So, Wes and Alex, we yield the floor to you.
All right, Wes, are you ready?
I suppose, yeah.
All right, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Your 60 seconds begins right now. What NFL team recently traded up to the number 3 pick in this year's draft?
New York Jets.
Where did Loyola's Clayton Custer begin his college basketball career?
Pass.
What place did Iowa wrestling team finish in this year's NCAA tournament?
Third.
The Red Sox and Yankees are reportedly playing a series in this country
London.
In 2019.
England.
Who was listed as Iowa's backup quarterback on the spring depth chart yesterday?
Pass.
Who is the Iowa baseball team playing today?
St. Louis.
What day of the week will Iowa's spring football game be held on this year?
Friday.
That is a victory with time remaining for Wes in Iowa City. Congratulations, Michael. Thank you for playing. Maybe a regular. That was like a speed round showdown tonight. Congratulations, Wes. We're going to put you on hold, and Kyle is going to tell you how you're going to get your hands on that Fieldhouse gift certificate. The Fieldhouse on First Ave, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. A great happy hour special, a great place to check out those Sweet 16 games beginning tomorrow night. We'll have another chance for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on tomorrow's show.
There is no person more relieved that Wes got that last question right than myself,
yeah.
Because there was going to be some controversy because I gave away the answer while asking a question.
It's not the first time that that's happened, and it probably won't be the last.
What place did Iowa wrestling finish in the NCAA tournament?
It happens to the best of us. The questions that were missed, how many Big Ten teams remain in the NCAA tournament? The answer is 2, Michigan and Purdue. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, by the way, is her full name. She is the team chaplain for Loyola. Anfernee Hardaway.
Anfernee
is the given name of Penny Hardaway. James Harden is currently leading the NBA in scoring at 31 points a game. And the number one seeds remaining in the NCAA tournament, we needed the names of those schools, Villanova and Kansas, still alive in the Sweet 16.
Loyola's Clayton Custer began his college basketball career playing for Fred Hoiberg and the Iowa State Cyclones. Not only did he name where the country where the Yankees and Red Sox are going to play, but he named the city London. They'll be playing in England. Iowa baseball is playing Loris today. He said St. Louis. That was yesterday. And he got the fact that Iowa's spring game will be held on Friday, April the 20th.
Checking out the Fieldhouse happy hour specials, by the way. $2 well drinks, $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic bottles, and $3 craft beer pints. Happy hour at the Fieldhouse. And by the way, they do have a small area for Iowa State fans. So it's not wall-to-wall Hawkeye at the Fieldhouse, but it is close. You can learn more about the Fieldhouse on their website, fieldhousefirstav.com. And again, your chance to take home a $30 gift certificate comes around again tomorrow with us after 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air from 4 until 6 before the tournament. The Red Sox and the Yankees, this is kind of interesting. You see, MLB has done this before. They opened the season in Australia. They've played games in Japan. It's not going to be a season opener, but they are looking at playing a Yankees-Red Sox series in London. So I always thought it was ironic that the Patriots played in London, and now we're going to send the Yankees over to... You want to talk about grade A trolling of the monarchy. You send the Patriots and the Yankees to London for some games. 6:40. Congratulations again going out to our winner tonight in the 6 o'clock showdown. And I've been able to locate the standings for the KGAN Bracket Challenge. This is KGAN's Bracket Challenge, not ours, with Imon Communications. Alex, you are in among the VIP pickers. You are dead last.
It's okay, because I still have all of my Final Four left.
Aha, uh-huh. I see. The
scoring. There's a method
here,
to my madness. It's called rope-a-dope.
Scoring here, I don't know. It always winds up looking good for the CBS2 people. I think there's a little jerry-rigging going on here, but Zach Hanley has third place locked up. He's tied with Scott Unash. Mia O'Brien, the lovely and talented Mia O'Brien, is in second place with 78 points. Leading the way, the man in the clubhouse right now, at least among the VIP pickers, with 80 points, none other than our very own Mark Dukes. Now, here's the deal. Duker as Virginia.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. He's done. Taking a look here, lots of people at Virginia. That's not good.
This Kentucky pick, I think, is going to win me this thing.
I got, let's see, three of my four Final Four teams are still alive.
Did you have Virginia in the Final Four as well?
I did, along with Gonzaga, Purdue, and Kansas. Purdue, again, I don't feel the greatest about. Gonzaga was a little bit of a reach, and Kansas, well, I don't know. It's something with Bill Self's hairpiece every year. I get pulled in.
People are disrespect, and maybe I was part of this, but the disrespect for Kansas is real. The talk about them losing in the first round, I don't know. I'm looking at this field, and I'm looking at what's remaining in college basketball. You're going to tell me that they're not one of the top four or five favorites left in this field to win the national championship? I realize that Villanova and Duke are on their side of the bracket. But with what's remaining, you cannot count out that team because they shoot the ball well and they play good defense.
For those of you who are curious, Mike Halas of the Gazette has Duke as his national champion. I mentioned I had Kansas. And I know Mark, we mentioned, had, I believe, Virginia. I want to confirm that very quickly here. He did. Kyle is still very much in contention. He selected Duke as well. It's always good when you're on the same page as Mike Halas. I'm trying to locate Scott Unash's bracket.
Are you having trouble locating Scott Unash's bracket?
I have it in front of me here now. He had Michigan State.
He's done.
He had a Michigan State Virginia championship
really
game.
Done.
So he is toast. Also still alive at this point. Your bracket is looking pretty good there. You're going to pick up some points on the back end. And unfortunately, I'm not the only person who picked Kansas from the looks of things. So we'll see there. Again, our next check-in with KGAN is coming up on Monday after the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games have been played. So 6:44, we'll step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll tell you what's in store for you on that abbreviated Thursday edition of the program as well. Back with more after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud,
DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed three estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Centerpoint Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
I take that. I stand corrected. I took a closer look at the KGAN bracket standings. I am the only person who picked Kansas to win. So not that there's any... I mean, we can't win anything. It's all for pride.
Yep.
But my friend listening, Boston Bo in Iowa City, says, and I love, this is one of the many reasons why I love Bo, a good friend of mine who I need to see and reconnect with sooner rather than later, perhaps over some Pabst Blue Ribbons. My love for Kansas could be described as self-respect. Again, it's the hairpiece gets me every, they had more top 50 RPI wins than any team in the field. So I went with a team that has played and won some big games this year, although Kansas just seems to always let you down.
They do. And that's why a lot of people picked against them.
Now, I got to double check this because I think I saw something where no coach over 70 has won an NCAA championship, or there was some sort of age, but Mike Krzyzewski is right there on the cusp. So I was taking that into account with my anti-Duke sentiment going into filling out the bracket. And, of course, there's Duke. We did not get Duke-Michigan State, what many were hoping would be one of the Sweet 16 showdowns. What we did get is, I think, a pretty interesting bracket consisting of some solid perennial top seeds, and then you've got Syracuse, which this year was an 11 seed, had to go to Dayton and win the right to advance to the field of 64. Loyola, when it can arrive at the arena, when it gets a police escort to the arena, or when its bus driver knows where it's going. Certainly, I keep going back. If you missed our conversation with Mike DeCourcy, go check it out. The podcast will be available at kgymradio.com. This Loyola team is better than the George Mason team that made the run to the Final Four back in 2006.
That's a bold statement.
I was asleep at the wheel on them all season long. And one of the questions on the 6 o'clock showdown, we haven't really talked about it in depth, but Clayton Custer, one of the stars of that Loyola team, began his college career at Iowa State before transferring. And lo and behold, he's in the tournament. Iowa State wasn't this year. Iowa wasn't, UNI wasn't. It's just sort of very anticlimactic at this point, although it normally is this time of year anyway, because the Sweet 16 has been like kryptonite for a lot of the state schools.
Are you not having, I'm having a little bit of, not necessarily fun, but there's a little bit less anxiety or pressure as far as watching the NCAA tournament this year, because I sit back from afar and, yes, root for the upsets in the first round, but sit and watch college basketball for a lot of people. I think it's for the first time all season. And, yes, you see some clunkers. You're going to. in the first couple of rounds, and maybe with all the upsets that we'll see a few in the later rounds. But I've been highly entertained by this NCAA tournament so far, and I think that the same is going to be said about the round of 16, the round of 8, and then when we head to the Final Four in next week.
Viewership, as we mentioned, is up 4%, and I know we've had this conversation about ratings being down for a number of sporting events. March Madness is a different animal. I think it would take much more than the FBI to get involved to bring March Madness down, but there are a number of people that are still tuned in. I saw a discussion in a major radio market the other day as to whether or not people were still interested in watching the tournament because of the upsets, the UMBC knocking out Virginia because Xavier is no longer in the... Watch it to the end. Why not? This is still good basketball. People act as if the teams that upset their way into the Sweet 16 are somehow there on luck and luck alone. You have to be a good basketball team to get to the Sweet 16. It doesn't matter whether you play in a Power 5 conference or not. If you're in the Sweet 16, you earned your way there.
And the higher seeds didn't. I don't understand what the controversy I hear people talking about. I hear national media members talking about this. Well, this would never happen in the NBA, or this would never happen if they went to a best of three series. Well, that's not the point of this tournament. The point of this tournament is that it's one and done, and anything can happen, and that's the draw to this tournament. And if you don't like it, then don't watch, because that is what it is all about. Yes, you are going to have some teams in there that are you're not familiar with. But Arizona, who is a team as talented as any in the country, laid an egg. They got their tails whooped by a team that you don't think belongs there. Loyola went through a number 3 and a number 6 seed to get there. So I can't fault those teams for going out and performing when the higher seeds did not.
319-366-1600. That is the Hertine & Stocker text line. Hertine & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. We mentioned spring football getting underway. Today was the first day of practices for the Hawkeyes. Iowa State is kicking off spring ball as well, has kicked off spring practices. They're getting ready for their spring game next month. We're working on lining up an Iowa State guest to give us a preview of Matt Campbell's squad on the program tomorrow. Woodja is coming your way as well. The abbreviated 2-hour edition of the program is right around the corner. And don't forget, one more chance for you, or your next chance, I should say, to take home tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits on opening night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It is Saturday, April 7th. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes have not one, but two chances for you during their opening day double play giveaway, Colonels and River Bandits, and very much looking forward to another season of Midwest League Baseball here in Cedar Rapids.
I think I know one person that'll be there on opening day or night. Is it day or night?
It's night. I believe it's a 5:30, 6:30 game Saturday night. They open on the weekend, so very much looking forward to that. And hopefully there's not 3 to 5 inches of snow on the ground. I know Jesse Rader.
What is the
Rader
most that you've ever seen at a Colonels game?
I don't know if I've ever seen snow on the ground at a Colonels game.
That's good news.
But I know Jesse Rader and the grounds crew at Veterans Memorial Stadium are probably taking precautions to put some tarps down and be able to get that snow removed, although chances are it will be melted off in the next couple weeks before the Colonels arrive in town. 319-366-1600. Again, the Hertine & Stocker text line. We appreciate all of your interactions with us today on the text line. We've got to bring you a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We are running out of time here tonight before we turn you back over to ESPN programming. Kyle is in the studio with us. Midwest One Bank, over 40 locations across the corridor for all of your banking needs.
Iowa baseball lost its undefeated record at home with a 7-6 loss to St. Louis yesterday, but they were back out at Duane Banks Field today hosting Loras. Iowa trailed again 4-1 in the eighth, but Matt Hogue tied it with a bases-clearing double. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Austin Guzzo connected on a 2-run walk-off home run for a 6-4 victory. Now, former Iowa basketball player Ahmad Wagner spoke with the media on a teleconference this afternoon, and he said that he's been thinking of trying his hand at football for some time, and while he wanted to stay committed to the Iowa basketball program, he wants to take his chance at football while it's still there. He also mentioned that Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz has reached out to him about the possibility of remaining in Iowa City. Iowa's new national champion Spencer Lee is going to be awarded the Hammer Award at the United World Wrestling World Cup in April. That award goes to the wrestler that wins what is decided to be the toughest bracket at the NCAA Championships. And yesterday, he was also named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Iowa State freshman guard Lindell Wigginton announced that he'll be going the route of Iowa's Tyler Cook this offseason and testing the NBA waters without hiring an agent. He led the Cyclones with over 16 points per game and also shot 40% from three, but it's still pretty likely he ends up back in school. The Kirkwood women trounced Gogebic Community College last night 95-56 in the first round of the NJCAA tournament. They advanced to face the host school, Northern Arkansas, tonight. They're going to be getting started in just a few minutes.
What's on tap tonight, Alex?
Not much. Actually, nothing at all.
You hanging out with a roommate?
I'm going to go home, probably watch some Netflix, and go to sleep.
I'm glad you didn't say chill there. I didn't want that.
No.
Didn't want that mental
I don't know why those two things
pop into my head.
What people think they make, but no.
Where are we? We got an Iowa State person. Did we make headway with Alex Halstead?
Alex Halstead is going to be with us tomorrow at 4:30.
All right. So there you go, Cyclone football fans. We'll give you a little bit of a preview of Matt Campbell's squad as spring practices are underway. And get you ready for the Sweet 16 as well. It tips off tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll step aside and do the same on Friday, bringing you Westwood One's coverage of the 2018 NCAA tournament. Don't forget, continue voting in our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com. Today's question, Iowa State fans, are you nervous about Lindell Wigginton testing the NBA waters? Yes or no? More on that story as it develops. And plenty more to keep you coming back on a Thursday edition of the Todd Brolkamp Show, including everybody's favorite Thursday staple, Would You? We appreciate you listening. You missed anything, you can download the podcast. It's available for you right now at KGYMradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.